Road Trip by Alexandria Munoz. It was the first day of summer and the last day of school. I was so excited. I was going to hang out with my friends the whole summer. Once that bell rang, I jolted out those doors and finally felt stress-free. When I got home, I went upstairs and began to get ready to go to the movies. "Jordan!" hollered my mom. "Pack your bags and make sure you have enough things to last you 2 weeks." At that moment, I was in shock. I was excited to see where we were going. I rushed downstairs and asked, "Why do I have to pack my bags? Are we going to an exotic resort in the Bahamas or something?" "Of course not. We're going on a camping trip as a family. And you're coming with us, whether you like it or not," my mom stated. "Ugh! You're so difficult. You never let me do anything by myself. I finally thought you guys were going to be some cool parents and take me somewhere where I actually want to go. But, no, that's just wishful thinking. When will you let me be my own person? And I'm grown up now. I don't need you to tell me what to do," I boldly remarked. My mom glared as she yelled, "End of story. You're going. I'll be ready because we're leaving at 1 in the morning so we can be there by 8. Why does she do this to me? Why doesn't she ever let me do anything? She keeps me trapped in a little hole, like I'm a baby. Newsflash, I'm not a baby anymore. I'm not even 10. I'm 15. So she should allow me to do a lot more by myself. It's like she never lets me do anything. And my dad, well, he just goes along with whatever my mom says. She has everyone wrapped around her little finger." We all eventually fell asleep, and I did get my stuff packed. Whatever, it's not like I really wanted to go anyway. But I did it, and I woke up around 12:30 p.m., got everything into the RV, and prepared to leave around 1. But really, we didn't even leave until 2, so there was no point in waking up at 12:30, but you know, okay. The whole reason for summer is to have fun with friends, and not to be cooped up in an RV with your family. That's not even cool. I should be hanging out with friends, and especially my new ones. I mean, who wouldn't want to hang out with Jessica? She's the most popular girl in school. She will ruin my reputation if I don't hang out with her. My parents just don't ever understand. Once we finally got on the road, everyone was sleeping, other than my dad, who was driving, but the rest of us woke up around 9:30. Update, it's 11:57. My brother and I have never fought this much, and not only being mad at my brother, but I'm mad at my parents, because they're the ones who thought it would be a bright idea to stick my brother and I in a car for 14 days. The moment I set foot in that RV, I knew I was in for a long ride. A family quality time. Yeah, right, like that seems like any fun. 3 hours in, and I was already grounded. About 1/3 of my hair has been pulled out. I'm at risk of bleeding to death, and on top of that, it's not even been 1 day. Could this day get any better? As I sit in the bedroom of the RV, I sit there wondering, why do my parents think that it's okay to torture me and make me do things I don't want to do? I tried not to talk to them all day because they don't understand. So I just kept ignoring them, especially my little brother. Brayden, he's different. Not a good different. He has quite the imagination, beyond many people, and thinks that it's okay to use his imagination whenever he wants, wherever he wants, and thinks that he's the boss. It's now around 6 at night, and I'm still in the room by myself, doing absolutely nothing other than thinking about the horror this family has brought to me. Like I said, I'm grounded, and I'm absolutely getting kicked out of this road trip. It's been the best road trip I've ever been on. "Jordan, come in here. It's time for dinner. Stop being like a bat and come here. You don't have to be afraid. We don't bite," my mom sarcastically states. Dinner went fine, I guess, but now it's the next day, and we finally made it to our campsite. Not like we're actually going to camp. We have an RV. But once we got all settled in, and it's been about, I don't know, like 7 hours that we have been here glamping. And it's not even called camping, it's glamping. And then all of a sudden, everyone looks around. No sight of Brayden. "Brayden! Brayden!" I scream. As my parents and I search for him, I felt a rush of guilt. It's all my fault. I should have been nicer to him. And maybe he would have not run away. I hate to admit it, but I love him. And to see something happen to that little guy makes me feel like I have felt as an older sister and a person. I felt so terrible. I was determined to find him and tell him that I love him. And that I'm sorry for treating him like he was trash. I walk with my parents as we look for Brayden. And then all of a sudden, before we can even speak, we hear a scream. That sounds like Brayden! I ran up to him as we see him standing there. In that moment, I felt relief. Brayden, I love you so much. Don't ever do that again. I'm so, so, so sorry for all the time that I have been rude to you and thrown you and our relationship away like it meant nothing. I love you so much. Know that I will change and we are going to make things better. I will not be as mean to you as much and really play the role of a sister, I say as we hug. Then on, I vowed to keep my promise to my brother, to my friends, to my parents, and to myself. I told myself that I would be a better person and role model. I would also start appreciating what I have a lot more and continue to keep my word. I woke up! That was just a dream? I knew that dream was going to change me. I knew it was going to change me for the better. I was super excited that I have been given a second chance at deciding how I will live my life. I know this is not the best example, and yeah, I might not literally get a second chance at living, but I get a second chance at the way I view life and the way I'm going to live my life. 3 years later, I am now about to be a senior in high school. I have made some new friends, but I do have the majority of my old friends. If I would have never changed based on that dream, I would have never become the person I am today. I also, in my dream, I gave my brother a bloody nose, and I wouldn't stop. So we ended up taking him to the hospital in the dream, and his nose ended up being broken. Then the next morning, after the dream, I ran into my brother on accident, and he went rolling down the stairs, and his nose was not the only thing that was broken. And that was not a dream.